This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. Got three more days till Friday.
Make it back home by Monday.
She's got a new album out, doesn't she? Or it's coming out this week?
I don't know. I'll look. Rihanna's new album. Is that R-H-R-H-I, Anna?
Oh, boy. You lost me.
R-I-H. R-I-H, Anna album. Let's see here. All right. Everything we know so far, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. Checking.
All right. Well, I don't know. I saw something that's
called R9. I don't see a release date.
Yeah, I'm seeing R9. I don't see a date either. We'll look a little
for a minute
further.
There, she was on such a roll. It felt like she was never not on the charts. And then it seems like she just, I know she has a fashion line or whatever that does very well.
Yeah,
but
I think she has a makeup and like an underwear line.
Yeah,
so yeah,
it seems
she's
like
Fenty Beauty.
Something.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she put out that record. She put out a record maybe like 2 years ago, and it was definitely for her. Like it was kind of, you know, it was good. It was kind of bluesy, but it was a bit of a departure from sort of the pop stuff that she'd been doing. It was, it wasn't as huge. It was clearly more of just something she wanted to do. Oh, is this the
Don't you stop loving me?
That's pretty.
Yeah, I love that. That's from that last album.
I think
Antsy,
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. That's great. Well,
it was almost like the anti Rihanna album. But I'm sure it did great, and I'm sure her fans bought it. But it was
You know when that came out? What year?
What's that?
That came out?
2018.
Right. What do you think, Vin?
16.
16 is correct.
Wow. 4 years ago.
It's crazy.
Is that the last time she put out an album?
I think so.
I think so.
I'm telling you, I feel like for a minute there she was on the charts the way Drake seems to be on the charts, and then she just sort of it's like she tapped out.
Well, she's obvious. I mean, honestly, first of all, my takeaway from that is holy s, time is flying. Mm-hmm. My second takeaway is she obviously has other. She must be busy. You know that it's got to be. You know, to run a beauty empire, Vin, it's clearly takes some time.
Yeah, I guess.
Or maybe she just was like, you know what? I have enough money. I'm gonna hang out for a while. What's the rush? It's like you turning around from you pulled a Rihanna yesterday. Yeah. What's the
rush? What is the point of this trip?
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. This is not the first year we're doing this. This is we're several years in, probably more years than I even think because time goes by so fast. This year, the event is going virtual because obviously we can't meet up and puff up 15 flights of stairs or more. I don't even know how many flights, 50 flights of stairs. So just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean we can't do this. Anyone can step, climb, swim, run from anywhere. You can complete the challenge between September 11th and October 11th. You go to RadioAlice.com/SFStairClimb to get more info, figure out how to get yourself registered for this and help raise some money for our first responders. When you need them, they're the ones who come. It's important that we have them. I want to mention this because I wouldn't say that I'm like a crazy feminist. I am a feminist, but I'm not, you know, I don't know. I don't go to marches. That's not really my jam. But I try to have appreciation for the things that I could easily take for granted as a woman in this country and in the world. Today is 100 years since the 19th Amendment was ratified, and that was when some women, got the right to vote. It took decades of pressure and protest from the suffragists to win that right. Many women, including Black women, Native Americans, Asian Americans, Latinas, they were still blocked from voting for years and even decades after 1920. But it's just it's another thing that many people take for granted, that we all get to vote. And women who are older than us fought for this. It was a huge struggle, it took a ton of activism, and you know, it's something that we really do take for granted. So I thought we'd take a second and just mention it today.
I read about it this morning. There's a write-up in the New York Times. The first White House picketers were suffragists. Through a world war and a flu pandemic, they sat outside the White House. They held up signs with slogans like, "Mr. President, how long must women wait for liberty?" They wanted to be the first thing the president saw every morning and the last thing he saw every night.
So
they stood out there every day. A century ago today, the United States ratified the 19th Amendment, enshrining a woman's right to vote in the Constitution, they say. But the decades-long struggle didn't end there. And it continued for Native Americans, Chinese immigrants, and, of course, African Americans. Struggled into the mid-60s, they say, right, and beyond. I mean, it's still a struggle, right?
Well, you know, women have long been considered second-class citizens in most of the world. And, you know, for 100 years, white women couldn't vote, much less than 100 years for many other races of women. It's just something to take a minute today and be grateful mm-hmm. for. There are so many, we have a ways to go. There's no question about that, but don't forget that women have been fighting for this for a long time. That was, you know, I'll tell you, that's something my mom always put into me, that, you know, you can do whatever you want in this world because of the women that came before you and because of the things that they couldn't do and that they fought to have the right to do. So just take it with you into the day. Just be appreciative. Call great grandma. She was part of it. I think my grandmother, my Nana, was born in like maybe 1913, 1914, something like that. So she, you know, by the time she was old enough to vote, she could. So it was people of my great grandmother's and before age that, you know, born in the 1800s and earlier, who fought for that, and years of agitation and protest, and finally, so it was passed in June of 1919 and ratified a year later, 100 years ago today, August 18th. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday to your daughter. I just really, or is it tomorrow? It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Isn't it?
It's tomorrow.
So she was born 8/19/18.
Yes.
18.
Wait. Yeah.
So, well, then happy birthday early.
Well, no, that's great. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm definitely tripping on it. We're like, two. Holy smokes. What happened?
Time just flies.
But it's also cool. She's awesome. You know, I dragged my feet on this a lot. I was absolutely, I don't want to say anti, but, you know, I feel like I'm way too old for this bleep word. And yet, I'm super stoked. We are a cool family. I dig it.
Yay.
It's really,
you know,
neat.
Despite the whole dropping off the daughters in a basket of daughters, I got something for you. No, I'll keep them. That's a joke. I'm only kidding.
I was just kidding, of course.
Michelle Obama kicked off the first night of the Democratic National Convention, which, by the way, is being all, it's all, you know, video conferencing, and basically it's something you can attend online. the Democratic National Convention, because you might have heard there's a pandemic going on.
Yeah.
Seems like some people who hadn't heard about that are finally hearing about it. Anyway, former First Lady Michelle Obama, she gave a passionate speech, and the takeaway from it was, oh my God, I love her necklace. That is the that is what's gone viral this morning. So she focused on the importance of voting and took that down to the very last little detail. She was wearing a golden necklace, and it had the letters V-O-T-E on it. And people are saying, I have to have that necklace. So the Democratic National Convention is off and running and already has a little viral nugget.
If you have a second, on the Alice 973, there's a little post. It's a picture from 100 years ago. It's crazy. It's black and white, and it's super cool to see these women protesting with these signs. I love looking at like old vintage.
Yeah, me too. Oh my God. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. I love looking at places that I know and seeing them, what they looked like 100 years ago.
Right.
I think that's the coolest thing. Like they'll show, you know, like I have a whole book, like what Mill Valley used to look like. And there's books on San Francisco. And I just think that's the neatest thing, just to see sort of before we ruined everything and built on every possible square inch of it. You know, wow, this used to be really pretty.
Or made it amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot. We made it amazing.
Duh.
We didn't ruin anything. Stranger Things is paused. So the people who are involved in that show have to find ways to fill their days. There we go. I think the kid's name is Gaten. G-A-T-E-N. He's a kid who...
Which one?
He's one of the Stranger Things kids. Gaten Matarazzo.
Okay.
Gaten Matarazzo?
Is he the toothless kid?
He's the toothless kid, yeah.
Okay.
He has been spotted. Production was underway in March on season 4 of Stranger Things, and obviously pause was pressed. Mm-hmm. So he's now 17 years old, and he went to work on another gig. He took up a side job working alongside a few family members at a local restaurant on Long Beach Island as a way to pass the time. He's you know, with the mask on and everything, he was getting away with it, you know. Here's your food.
Really?
Here you go. But it looks like people have eagle-eyed that and are starting to post pictures up, despite the fact that he was incognito with a hat, most of his face covered with a cloth mask. So he's been working at the family restaurant, it looks like.
Good for him.
Millie Bobby Brown, on the other hand, has that's 11 from the series. She is starring as Enola Holmes, Sherlock's sister. There's a teaser, and Brittany, maybe you can throw this up at the Facebook page. Netflix posted it, and then she reposted it. And it's sort of rearranged letters that I want to say Enola Holmes Mysteries, something like that. But basically, she is a 16-year-old younger sister of Sherlock Holmes. It looks like an all-star cast. Henry Cavill's in it. That's formerly Superman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's still Superman. I don't really know.
That dude is handsome. He was in the Mission Impossible. He was a bad... not spoiler alert, because I didn't say anything. He was in that, and he's... Yeah, he's Superman the whole time, like looks-wise, a square jaw, the whole thing.
So this is a film that, it's just a movie, not a series, that's coming to Netflix. I don't know when they shot it or if it's in production or what the deal is with this. Maybe it's shooting somewhere else and they can open the set. I'm not sure how much of this is happening right now, in America anyway. So it's based on something called the Enola Holmes Mysteries, which were written by Nancy Springer. Apparently she was a much younger sister. So that, and she's adorable, like long hair and kind of period get up. So she's Millie Bobby Brown, stars as Enola Holmes. And I don't see a date on this, but it's coming to Netflix.
I like mysteries.
And the trailer is up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, perfect. Cliff Clavin, Cliffy, and Cheers. Yeah. He's the know-it-all postal worker.
I love
and
Cheers.
He is going to bat for the USPS, sort of. He's doing this. Boy, there's something going on.
At your house, huh?
It's across the creek over at the businesses over there. I think someone's getting their trash emptied or something. I have my window open. You know, it's 60 degrees out. I figured I'd let in some fresh air.
Good for you. I can't do that because I'll wake the neighbors. I'm just too damn loud.
Oh, you're just laughing and yelling. And anyway, back to Cliffy Clavin. So John Ratzenberger, he's a man in the world. But he played Cliff. He recorded a PSA, and he says, "The post office is in a little bit of a pickle right now, so I had an idea. Why not do all your Christmas shopping early at the post office store? Obviously, stamps, things like that. Help your local post office. Go down there and buy something." He joked that stamps would be a better gift for your Aunt Tilly than a hat, because she won't wear the hat much anyway. It's awesome, but it wasn't his idea. There's a guy in a band called Cursive, some indie band. His name's Tim Kasher, and he bought John's time through the Cameo service and wrote this for him and now it's apparently gone viral. So he posted the clip up on his own social media. But I started thinking, I know a few people who do Cameo things. Michael Franti's constantly doing Cameos. In fact, he'll post on Instagram as he does your Cameo for you, I guess, to advertise future Cameos, right?
I haven't seen that, but that's cool.
I don't know if, Cliffy Clavin is, he can't be hurting for money. So maybe it's
every Pixar movie too. So he's getting paid.
Well, that's
not only on his, Cheers fame, but he's still making movies regularly.
So why is he doing Cameos was my question in my head. But it must be bored in the house and I'm in the house bored.
Well, and that's a cool thing. I mean, however that made it public, I think that's a cool thing. There's a lot of people who are, kids are out there buying or selling stamps like lemonade stands and stuff, trying to, rally the post for the post office. I don't know what to say. I know I need the post office to deliver stuff much faster than a month. I know that.
Yes. Yep. My mom keeps saying, there's nothing wrong with the postal service in Florida. I'm thinking to myself, no. You're a red state. I wonder why that is.
Why not translate the dollar amount you're going to pay for Aunt Tilly's new hat and just buy that amount of stamps? Easy to carry, easy to mail, easy to ship, and it's worth something. And it'll be worth something for a long time. And how many times is Aunt Tilly going to be wearing that hat? Once, twice? But how many times will she be using those stamps? That's right. Always thinking. So help your local post office. Go down there and buy something. Take care.
That would be John Ratzenberger.
Sounds like he'd been drinking. My God.
All right, I'm going to go cut all my Cameos now.
Holy crap.
I'm sufficiently lubed up to do this. Aunt Tilly's hat, I tell you, that hat, she's famous for wearing hats. Buy her some stamps. She's got plenty of hats. She doesn't need any more. Oh, no, I'm out of time. Just as I was about to get to the creative genius of Kanye West. I'm moving that to the 8 o'clock because I am doing this story. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You caught me off guard. News is next, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.